Clementine Wamaria was just 6 years old, living in Rwanda in 1994, when her world started to crumble. Neighbors began disappearing, her parents became frantic, and they sent Clementine and her 15-year-old sister to stay with their grandparents out in the country. Then, one day, the grandparents told them to run. The sisters ran out the back door and kept running, escaping the genocide that killed an estimated 800,000 people. At age 12, Clementine and her sister Claire were granted asylum in the United States. Now, decades later, she has a new memoir recounting her escape from war and a new life in America.
The only road to equality, a sense of common humanity, peace, is sharing. My mother's orange. When we share, you are not using your privilege to get me to line up behind you. When we share, you are not insisting on being my savior. Claire and I always looked for the sharers. The people who just said, I have sugar, I have water. Let's share water. Let's not make charity about it.
That's Clementine Wamaria reading from her new memoir, The Girl Who Smiled Beads, A Story of War and What Comes After. We sat down to talk about her experience and what it means when we talk about refugees.
It's very important when we are speaking about people who are seeking refuge to say it that way. An individual seeking refuge, a family seeking refuge, a community seeking refuge, rather than the word refugee, because the word refugee does not give us that human who is in need of safety. And so when we are thinking about people seeking refuge, it's so important to speak to those who are here in the United States, like me and my sister Claire, so we could tell you what we were fleeing, how we were fleeing, and what we lost, and the kindness that we've gained.
You know, when you and your sister fled Rwanda, you write about how you basically hopscotched from country to country, family to family, no normalcy, no consistency in your life.
Yes.
Those types of experiences for children can sometimes prevent them as adults from really ever being able to experience or feel a settling or a calmness in their life. And I know I'm asking you a personal question, but I wonder if that's happened to you or if you've managed to get beyond that experience of your formative years.
You know, when I finished writing the book, I said to myself also, I am in a garden. I'm not in my fear or my pain anymore. I have always been this person before the war broke everything and took away so much. And again, I would say that the most precious gift I can offer to myself is to quieten the chaos in which occurred in my life in order to really allow everyone all over the world, whichever chaos, whichever internal war and external war that has happened to them, to pause and say, I am alive, I am breathing, I'm this beautiful, incredible, one and only human being. And that's really what I love to offer to people, is that freedom.
Well, you write in detail about your relationship with your older sister, Claire, how you fled together, grew up together, essentially on the run during a part of your childhood. Can you tell me about your relationship with her now and how you think the experience that you shared helped form that relationship?
Yes, Claire is Claire. actually, her name is, her second name is Mukundene, which means how may I love her. And her love for our humanity and for herself, it's incredibly unshakable. And right now, she has this incredible organization. It's called United Women. Right now, United Women of Illinois. But she's going to expand all over the world because that's always she always did. She always imagined human, solid, taking care of themselves and taking care of the world. and making sure none of their children are hated and they are shunned and they are put into wars. And so our relationship is very intense because we have such a deep love for each other, because we've kept each other safe in a place where we were not supposed to survive.
So Clementine, now so many years later, you're a citizen of the United States. I'm sure that you're a voter. You know, this country still struggles in its own way with its collective memory of the genocide in Rwanda, not in the same way that you do because it's personal, but President Bill Clinton said at one point after his presidency that not intervening in Rwanda was the great mistake of his term as president. Samantha Power, the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, based her entire worldview on a form of interventionalism that says we should have intervened in Rwanda, but of course didn't. And those regrets still echo through American foreign policy. Have you thought about that as you've taken up the mantle of a U.S. citizen here in this country?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's my birthright to know who is not, you know, respected, their humanity is not respected. You know, it's my human duty. It's every human's duty to know whose life is not respected and not welcomed. And so for the past few years of my work with the Holocaust Memorial Museum, I've done all I can to be able to be a part of many people educating the incidents and the beginning of what causes such atrocity. And that is the lack of awareness, first of self, and also what's happening around, and also fear, this fear that someone doesn't even have a language to. So for me, when I think about Rwanda, and when I think about what happened in 1994, I think not in what should have happened, but what now we can do, right? Rwanda, go visit Rwanda. Go and see people and how they're living their daily lives. People who, you know, we did not sweep our history under, you know, rug. It's there. You see it everywhere. So there's no guilt. There's no, it's like, this is what we've done to each other. And guess what? We're living right next to each other. And what we do now moving forward, that's what matters. And so Rwanda, we are moving forward. We're going to take care of ourselves. We're never going to do that again to each other. And that is a conversation with all my Rwandan friends. That's a conversation with my mom, with my sister. We are taking care of our human. We know it. In that kind of chaos, we need to remember to take care of each other.
Clementine Wamaria, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much. I appreciate being here.
Clementine Wamaria is author of The Girl Who Smiled Beads, A Story of War and What Comes After.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.